You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Lock Haven. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In Lock Haven, we paired with a college journalism class and had students find someone interesting to interview. Today, Lock Haven University student Benjamin Chaika talks with fellow student Ryan Bogacik. He talks about his father's long struggle with recurring cancer.
Back, you were what, 7 years old, I believe?
7 years old, yep.
Your dad developed cancer for the first time?
Yeah.
And what kind of cancer was it?
AML, it's called, acute myeloid leukemia. It's a real weakening of the bloodstream and your bone marrow.
How did you react when your parents and you and your brother was what, nine at this time too?
Yeah, my brother was nine. And as soon as they dropped the cancer word, I was just kind of like, all right, well, I'm seven, and I know that's bad. Yeah. And I didn't really know, like, how to react.
So after a while, I'm assuming you and your mom and your brother, you learned how to deal with it a little bit.
It was a tough time for my mom specifically because we were so young. So what ended up happening was my parents went to Philadelphia, and this was over the summer, so we didn't have school. Mm-hmm. So she had to try and make all these different arrangements. Mm-hmm. So thank God we have a great like family support system. So it was eight different houses in eight different weeks. It really makes you realize how valuable close friends can be. And then 8 years went by. And once again, he broke down in fevers. We had to run him to the ER. Mm-hmm. His white blood cell count was real low.
So then, I know, unfortunately, he ended up developing cancer for a third time.
Third. Same cancer, third time.
So how did your dad feel knowing you beat cancer twice?
There's two ways you can look at it. You can look at it as a, why did this happen to me? Why do I have to have it? My life sucks because of it. Or you can look at it as, wow, I already beat cancer twice. Like, not many people can do that. So I'm one of the strongest people I know.
And for this third time, how old were you when this happened?
I was 18.
Senior in high school still?
Senior in high school.
So having to deal with that and getting ready for college, and that must have been rough.
Like, one of the stories that I talk about the most that really, like, touched me was I was driving home late. I believe it was, like, midnight. And I was just kind of – I'm a religious person. I was just kind of, like, talking to myself, talking to the Lord up in the sky. And I was just kind of like, hey, like, I need my dad for college. I need my dad to be there. I want him to be there for, like, the big days. Mm-hmm. I want him to be there for graduation. I want him to be there for wedding day, like, all these different types of things. I want him to have grandchildren. Right as soon as, like, I finished talking, I saw a meteor shoot across the sky. In my mind and in my heart, it kind of just warmed me and made me feel better and made me feel like, all right, someone's definitely watching over us.
But ultimately, he ended up being cancer-free for a third time. Unfortunately, that was not the end of it.
One more time.
Developed cancer for a fourth time?
Yep.
So how's your dad doing today?
Actually, speak of the devil, earlier today, he had a bone marrow biopsy. He said that the bone marrow was completely clean. So obviously, spoiler of the story, he ends up surviving it to the fourth time. But this one took a lot longer. This one had me second guessing a few things.
Lock Haven University student Benjamin Chaika talks with fellow student Ryan Bogacik. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.